News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a three-hour meeting with top political leaders of Jammu and Kashmir, his first such interaction after the region's special status was scrapped in 2019. According to leaders from J&K, PM Modi said he is committed to restoring statehood and starting the political process in the valley. The centre told the parties that under the current rule, Jammu and Kashmir saw a lot of positive changes, such as block-level elections being held for the first time. NC leader and former Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah said building trust in Jammu and Kashmir is necessary today. Restoration of full statehood of Jammu and Kashmir will be the first trust-building exercise from New Delhi's side. During the 3.5-hour long meeting yesterday, almost all the 14 leaders from Jammu and Kashmir demanded that its statehood, which was removed in August 2019, should be restored, he said. According to official sources, the main focus of the meeting was to strengthen the democratic process, and the Prime Minister said that the government was fully committed to it. This is the first interaction between the central leadership and the mainstream parties since August 5, 2019, when the centre revoked Jammu and Kashmir's special status under Article 370 of the Constitution and bifurcated it into two union territories, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Modi stressed that holding assembly elections, just like the successful conduct of the District Development Council polls, is a priority and that the polls can happen soon after the delimitation exercise, the sources said, adding that by and large most participants expressed willingness for it. The Prime Minister stressed that an atmosphere of safety and security needs to be ensured for all sections of society in Jammu and Kashmir, and he wanted to remove Delhi ki duri as well as Dil ki duri, that is distance from Delhi as well as distance of heart, according to the sources. The meeting was very cordial and very positive, very dignified. We all agreed that we must work for the democracy. The Prime Minister has assured that he will do everything to make Jammu and Kashmir a zone of peace rather than a zone of conflict, Baig told reporters after the meeting. Baig said the government side conveyed that the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held after the completion of the ongoing delimitation process. We were conveyed that the delimitation process will be completed first and thereafter a call will be taken on holding the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir, he said. However, he said no time frame has been given on holding the polls. The four former chief ministers of the erstwhile state who participated in the discussions were Farooq Abdullah and his son Omar Abdullah of the National Conference, Congress's Ghulam Nabi Azad and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti. Four former deputy chief ministers were in attendance too. Congress's Tara Chand, People's Conference leader Muzaffar Hussain Baig and BJP's Nirmal Singh and Kavinder Gupta. CPIM leader Mohammad Yusuf Tarigami, Jammu and Kashmir Apni Party chief Altaf Bukhari, Sajjad Lone of the People's Conference, J&K Congress head G.A. Meer, BJP's Ravinder Raina and Panthers Party leader Bhim Singh also formed part of the delegation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha and Minister of State in PMO Jitendra Singh were in attendance too. Thursday's dialogue came 7 months after the District Development Council elections in Jammu and Kashmir. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Thursday appeared virtually in a Calcutta High Court hearing on her petition challenging the election of the Bharatiya Janata Party's Shubhendu Adhikari in Nandigram. The Trinamool Congress chairperson filed a plea seeking the recusal of Justice Kaushik Chanda in order to avoid any prejudice during hearing, as he was an active BJP member, her plea said. The judge, however, did not announce a decision. Going through Mamata's plea, the court asked why the recusal matter was not raised on June 18 during the first hearing of the case. Senior lawyer Abhishek Manu Singhvi, representing the Chief Minister, informed the HC that he did not mention the issue in the previous hearing because a formal application had not been filed in the matter at the time. He also pointed out various posts on microblogging sites where Justice Chanda could be seen participating in events organized by the BJP. Since the matter was pending before the Chief Justice of the HC, Justice Chanda decided to reserve the order and said that the issue would be addressed judicially. The court reserved its judgment till the next hearing. The TMC chief has challenged Adhikari's victory over her in Nandigram in the April-May assembly polls in West Bengal that her party won. She has alleged possibilities of tampering with electronic voting machines and foul play in the counting process. On June 18, Mamata Banerjee's advocate wrote a letter to the HC Chief Justice's secretary requesting that the hearing of the Nandigram recounting case, which is currently before the single judge bench of Justice Kaushik Chanda, be reassigned. Mamata had demanded a recount before the Election Commission, but her plea was turned down. Later, she approached the Calcutta High Court and the matter was put up for hearing on June 18. Justice Kaushik Chanda, however, adjourned the hearing to June 24. Let the matter be listed next Thursday, that is on June 24, he said, after asking the TMC chief's lawyer to serve copies of the election petition to the opposite parties. Justice Chanda had then also said that Mamata Banerjee was required to be present on the first day of the hearing, as it was an election petition. In cases pertaining to the Representation of the People Act, the petitioner has to be present in court, say experts, or the plea may be dismissed. Delhi police has arrested four college students from Kargil in connection with a low-intensity blast that took place near the Israel embassy on January 29. Sources have confirmed to News 18 that the four persons were detained from Kargil and were questioned by the Delhi Police Special Cell. They belong to the 21 to 25 age group. They come from middle-class families, were college students. Delhi Police did not share much details about exactly what the charge against them is. They were taken into custody yesterday. We didn't have to use much force. They were taken on transit remand and sent to Delhi on Wednesday, an officer in Kargil told News 18. A low-intensity explosion took place near the Israeli embassy in the heart of Lutyens, Delhi on January 29, but no injuries were reported. The Delhi police had said the blast took place near the pavement in the high-security zone and that the windscreens of three cars nearby were damaged. On June 15, the National Investigation Agency, which is probing the case, had released a CCTV footage of two suspects. The NIA also announced a reward of Rs. 10 lakh each for information about the two suspects. The NIA is likely to seek the custody of the four persons. And Google will delay by nearly 2 years the phase-out of Chrome web browser technology that tracks users for ad purposes, saying that it needs more time to develop a replacement system. The tech giant on Thursday moved its deadline to remove so-called third-party cookies to late 2023 rather than January 2022, as was initially planned. We need to move at a responsible pace, allowing sufficient time for public discussion on the right solutions and for publishers and the advertising industry to migrate their services, Vinay Goyal, the Director of Privacy Engineering for Chrome, said in a blog post. Third-party cookies are snippets of code that log user info and are used by advertisers to more effectively target their campaigns, thereby helping fund free online content such as newspapers and blogs. However, they have also been a long-standing source of privacy concerns because they can be employed to track users across the internet. Google is retiring third-party cookies as it overhauls Chrome to tighten privacy, but the proposals have shaken up the online advertising industry, raising fears that replacement technology will leave even less room for online ad rivals. European Union and British regulators have been investigating Google's plans, known as Privacy Sandbox. To resolve the UK probe, the company has offered the country's competition watchdog a role overseeing the cookie phase-out. It has also promised not to discriminate against rival digital advertising companies when designing the new technology and pledged to give the UK competition watchdog 60 days' notice before removing third-party cookies. Goyal said Google aims to have the new technology available by the end of 2022 for developers to start adopting which would allow third-party cookies to be phased out of Chrome over 3 months, ending in late 2023. That timeline is in line with the commitments Google has made to the UK competition watchdog, Goyal said. One of the leading ideas to replace third-party cookies is a technique that hides users in large online groups based on their interests, while keeping web browsing histories on devices to maintain privacy. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.